What makes Marcus Mariota maybe a little different than some of the quarterbacks that you faced this year? I know you guys have gone up against some guys who can make some plays with their legs, but what maybe differentiates him from the others?
He actually knows when to run and when to pass the ball when scrambling. It's a very unique skill because a lot of guys, once they get scrambling, they're not even looking downfield anymore. They're just looking to run. But he's always has his eyes downfield, always knows when to run, when to throw the pass, and I would say his touch on the ball, too, that gets people open when he's scrambling is really good.
Did you watch the playoff game they had? And if you did, when he threw the ball to himself, what did you think about that play?
It looked like they was meant for them to win. I mean, that was, first of all, that's a very, very hard play to make. And that shows his skill set, his athletic ability to be able to throw the ball, have it knocked down, and be able to catch it where he caught it, and go on and run and score and dive. I mean, it shows his athletic ability. It shows that any time he touches the ball, he's dangerous.
How do you make sure that this week, this practice week, is not the last practice week that you guys have?
You got to focus. You got to play every play, practice every play like it can be your last play because you're not guaranteed another week after this week. You got to put everything in. You got to prepare. You got to practice hard. You got to study hard. You got to do all the little things that you know will lead up to you having success on Saturday night.
Playoff intensity, did you feel it the other day, or does it kind of click in midweek?
You feel it as soon as you start practicing. Everybody feels it. We know the importance of practice. Each play in the game is important, but the only way that you can have a lot of good plays on game day is by the practice week. So we try to go out, execute at a high level like it's a game day, try to play as hard, try to play as aware as we can. We just try to do all the little things because we know we have a great week of practice. It usually translates to a good performance during Saturday.
How does playing the other mobile quarterbacks that you face this year, how does that help coming into a game like this?
Well, I think the main thing is we know how teams are trying to attack us because they'll look at the success that other mobile quarterbacks might have against us. So we know we're going to have to be ready to fix the mistakes that we might have had against those mobile quarterbacks. And we know when you give up something on tape, a team is always going to try to test you there to see if you got the problem fixed. And if not, they're going to keep running it. So just got to look back and do a little self-scouting on ourselves and see where we're vulnerable at when going against mobile quarterbacks.
Deron, you're facing a pretty big running back you got there. Derrick Henry, how important is it, you know, for the team as far as tackling and, you know, making sure he doesn't get to the edges quick?
It's very important, tackling and also just swarming to the ball. I mean, he's a big guy. A lot of times it takes more than one guy to bring him down. So the more guys we can get to the ball, the better our tackling will be.
I feel like you guys have been facing Eric Decker for years. Like, whether the team is always against you guys, what makes him such a good player that gives everybody some problems?
I would say he's big, big catch radius, and always making big catches, whether it's in the red area or on third down. They go to him a lot of different situations because he's a reliable receiver, been around the game a long time, made a lot of big catches, and he continues to do so.
Why is Marcus Mariota so comfortable in the play action? It seems like he does that better than when he's in the center.
I would say probably because he has some more protection, being able to read a lot of the routes taken a longer time, and then him being able to use his feet. I mean, a lot of time it's MAC protection when you're doing play action. So if it's not downfield, he's able to scramble a little bit and maybe get some guys open just while he's scrambling or run for the first down.
Ron, you guys always say, you guys always say it's not where you play, it's how you play. But how happy are you that this game's at home?
I'm more happy just for our fans because how great our fans are. They get to come out and support us and get to see us play again and bring that energy for us. But at the end of the day, like you said, it doesn't matter. I mean, you can play home, away, neutral. If you don't play good football at this time of the year, you're going to lose. And we know it's all about playing good football, and that's what we're trying to harp all throughout this week.
Defensive leader, when you look at the defense, is there one area that you see and say, we got to clean this up, you know, if we're going to have success?
Not really, because, I mean, all throughout the year, we've been good. In certain areas, we've been not as good, but we all just try to need to be better in everything. Just everything. We need to have our best football. We need to play our best football. Everybody needs to be aware. Everybody need to be emotionally ready to go, physically ready to go, and we just got to go out there and play good football. We know this is a good football team. Had a big win last week. They're coming in here feeling good, as they should be. That's a playoff win that they beat. They beat a good team in the Kansas City Chiefs, so we just got to be ready to go. I think if our energy is the right way and everybody's aware and playing good football and doing what we're supposed to do, playing the football that we know we need to play and that we know how to play, we'll be all right.
Deron, you've been through this every year. You've been here so many times before. Do you feel like you're on point with everything as far as preparation, intensity, game preparation based on past years where you had success and then maybe come up a little bit short?
I'll say the good thing about playing here, Coach Belichick makes sure we're ready to play each and every game. He does a great job of making sure we have enough information to study off of, make sure he puts a great game plan together for us, him and Matty P. So I would say each year I feel like we're always ready to play. That's just me personally. Some years we fall short because that's just football. Can't win every year. But I feel like we're ready to go. Everybody's mentally into it. Everybody's practicing hard. Everybody's focused. So the only thing we can do is continue this process, continue working hard, continue to keep preparing, and see where it takes us on Saturday.
You mentioned Matty P. It seems like before every game, he kind of walks up to everybody and kind of shakes everybody's hand, gives everybody a hug. How important is it for him to kind of get you guys pumped up before these games?
It's important. Just let us know he has our back, you know. He has our back. We got his back. It's nothing more than just a relationship that he's built with everybody throughout the defense. And when you got that from your coach, knowing that he's gonna go down for you and you gonna go down for him, it makes you want to go out there and lay it down for him.
Yeah, people call the Patriots like defending Super Bowl champions, but then you look at the team and like a third of it is from last year is gone, just from having been here since 2013. I was just curious, from a player's perspective, do you ever look at that and be like, the turnover from year to year, does that ever strike you as like you should be really not defending anything?
I would say just being here, you kind of get so used to it. I mean, it's turnover on every team each and every year. But you just get used to it. Each year is so different. It's different guys. It's different relationships. And each year is its own year. And that's what we just try to look at it. We don't try to say we're defending this because, like you said, it's a completely different team. And it's different guys and different roles. So we just try to take one year at a time, get better each and every week, get better each and every day, and try to see where it takes us.
You guys, your numbers, your defensive numbers have improved over the course of the second half of the season. But one thing that stands out is your the points per game, specifically in the fourth quarter. I think over the last like 6 weeks or so, like you guys have given up, I think it's one touchdown. Are there any sort of commonalities in those situations where you guys have been able to find something to say, all right, look, you know, we really want to close this game out. We want to do what we need to do down the stretch. Or is it just game to game, scheme to scheme?
I would say we talk about finishing a lot. I mean, great football teams, they always finish. They always play their best football in the fourth quarter. That's something we harped on. That's something we go over each and every day. And I think it's a mindset that we're starting to have. And it's good because if you're not giving up points in the fourth quarter, it means you're usually winning. So we're trying to keep it going the right way. Keep that mindset and just keep harping it on everybody. We want to be a team that finishes. Championship football teams, they finish. And that's what we're trying to become.